Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner with a great show for you today. In the second half, I will have a special about the Dresden-based band Freunde der Italienischen Oper. So stay tuned. We're starting off in Hamburg and with Giant Crow, great independent-based rock with some country elements. This is In the Cut.
can
Christina Jung is from the area between the Black Forest and the city of Freiburg. A Wolf in Every Womb is off her great album Care Explosion. Now to Berlin and to Infamous, this band I really like. I came across them around 1997 and since then they are an important part of the Radio Goethe sound.
Auf, raus, aus den klammen Laken, es ist hohe Zeit zu gehen. Ein warmer Morgen wartet folg. Auf dem Weg zum Spiegel sage ich mir, keine Fehler, heute schaust du nicht rein. Wasser in die Hände, Zittern ins Gesicht, Scham, Schmerz öfter vorbei. ein Gedanke stemmt sich durch meine Stirn. Er ist hässlich, laut und das Blei. Schreit in der Angel und ungefragt wird's hell. Wie rasend säuft das Feuerzau. Wann im Knochen in trockenen Flussbett steht ein Hund, ist schwarz und weiß, Strafe geht auf. Wie die Risse wachsen und der Weg verschwimmt, wird mein Schatten dunkel klein. Vorwärts geh ich wankend, Strafe folgt mir, in der Hoffnung, es wird heimwärts sein.
We don't care. We don't care and we don't see. Everything's forbidden. Everything's for free. trust me, or just trust the trust company. Killing your love guns, killing for thrilling the people. Killing for thrilling the people. I welcome you to the show, which is called The Burial of a Tribe. At the birth of a bastard, lively red morning light shines brightly through the night. When the right eye is dead and the left comes alive, la 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 la. The rotten keeper, the old, does what he's been told with this line, la 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 la. Everything is over for him. Everything is over for you. Everything is over. Everything has led us to nothing again. Dim the light a little bit. Be prepared for the deadly hit. Lightly red morning light shines brightly through the night. When the right eye is dead and the left comes alive, la 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 la. Dim the light a little bit. Be prepared for the deadly hit. Lightly red morning light shines brightly through the night. When the right eye is dead and the left comes alive, la 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 la. When the right eye is dead and the left comes alive, when the right eye is dead and the left comes alive. La 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 la. Starved desperation is crippling the air.
La Casa del Cid, The Burial of a Tribe and The Birth of a Bastard. You can always find the playlist on my website radiogoethe.org. Now to Tony Carter. New Yorker's Tod is off her beautiful album Eigentum.
Alles ist verboten, man hat nichts mehr zu tun. Und die ganzen Café Zions aus Paris. Nichts kann man mehr machen dort, sagten sie. Es ist wie ein Museum, es sieht nur noch gut aus. Und darum ziehen wir weiter und machen die nächste Stadt zu Eigentum.
Since you took your life away, the sky is gray and full of desire. I need air,
air
to breathe,
to breathe
everywhere,
where
for you and me.
This
is my farewell song.
Harry Potter.
Und auf der Flirt mit Voldemort.
Brauchte nicht den großen Schock.
Die unverzeihlichen Wünsche.
Wir alle ließen uns leiden.
Und über alles, was nun kommt,
haben wir nicht mehr zu entscheiden.
And maybe in the end they want me dead in the street.
The only place where we will meet.
Und alles, was nun übrig bleibt,
das halten wir in Ehr.
Und ein letztes Tänzchen wird uns niemand verwehren.
Am schönsten ist. Und man geht, 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 solange jemand noch vermisst.
Man hört auf, 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 wenn's am schönsten ist. Und man geht, 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 solange jemand noch vermisst.
Kleider machen Leute hat für uns nicht funktioniert.
Ganz probiert.
Alle Wege führen nach Rom.
Wie konnten wir hier lernen?
Und wer zuletzt lacht, hat am Ende meist den Witz nicht verstanden.
Wir lassen los, wir geben ab. Wir lassen los und wir heben ab. Wir hören auf, 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 weil's am schönsten ist.
Man hört auf, auf.
Manchmal waren wir eins und oft waren wir nur zwei. Und reden war nie Silber und Schweigen selten Gold. Und nicht alles, was man in den Wald hineinrief, war am Ende so gewollt. So gewollt.
Brothers Wingenfeld are closing up their duo project with one more album, Wenn's am schönsten is off that one. And before that, Bernadette Lahengst, I Need Air. But now to Freunde der italienischen Oper. Their new album is called Cassandra's Complex, and I reached their lead singer Ray van Seschow to talk about this new record.
Baby, I'm too late. Du kannst mir sagen, das Wetter kommt, war so schön. Die Sonne im Herzen schlägt mir ins Gesicht. Dein Namen vergessen, stehe ich im Licht.
Ich kann dich sehen, du siehst mich nicht. Gebrochen.
Ich stand im Garten mit Ware und Salat.
Hi, this is Ray van Zeschal of Freunde der Italienischen Oper, and you are listening to Radio Goethe.
Naja, wie kam es zu dem ungewöhnlichen Namen?
How did our unusual name Friends of the Italian Opera come about? Well, we had founded the band and had no idea what to call ourselves. Someone suggested just look for headlines in the newspapers, that would be the best source of ideas, but there was nothing either. In my circle of friends at the time, for example, when you said goodbye, you said, well, Friends of the Italian Opera, we'll see you tomorrow. And then at my very first concert, where we performed without names, I greeted the people, I greeted the friends of the Italian opera, and then sang some aria for the first time. And finally a friend of mine came up with the idea and said, man, why don't you just call yourselves Friends of the Italian Opera? First we thought, wow, that's a pretty long name. But in the end, we agreed on this long name, and I don't think that was quite so bad.
Mein Freundeskreis auf die Idee und sagte, Mensch, warum nennt ihr euch nicht einfach Freunde der italienischen Oper? Da haben wir erstmal gesagt, boah, das ist aber jetzt ein ziemlich langer Name. Aber letztendlich haben wir uns für diesen langen Namen entschieden, und das war, glaube ich, nicht ganz so schlecht. Anfangsjahr von, eigentlich fing alles damit an, dass
the early years, yes, actually it all started with my friend Rainer R. Schmidt making music, blowing the trombone and founding some band. And they were still looking for a singer, and since I was working at the Staatsschauspiel at the time and sang such pseudo-Italian arias together with him and on stage and in the shower, he asked me if I couldn't imagine singing, which I couldn't imagine at first. But well, then I went to the rehearsal room and it was hellishly loud. I've never experienced anything so loud. And in the end, yes, then a band emerged that then became the Friends of the Italian Opera. And we got an engagement at the Staatsschauspiel Dresden relatively early in Wolfgang Engel's Faust 1 and 2 production. And in our case, for the so-called Helena act, I should give the Euphorium. And Goethe had it that way back then, so this Helena act of this Euphorium part, he had actually thought of as a musical, yes, as a musical act. And his ideal partner would have been at the time, because he was looking for the craziest thing back then, was having Mozart. And he would have liked to have him, but for some reason that didn't happen after all. And that's why Wolfgang Engel's idea was to transfer that to the present day and now take the craziest thing the city had to offer back then. And these were the Friends of the Italian Opera. And there was, of course, a huge opportunity for us to get a certain degree of awareness through this theater track. But before we even played one note, we marked all our motor vehicles with Friends of the Italian Opera. There were several cars and my motorcycle with a sidecar and a handicap vehicle which existed in the GDR at that time. And all of these vehicles were black. And then it said Friends of the Italian Opera. And in Dresden back then we didn't have a phone, so very few had a phone number. And that's why we wrote the number from the canteen of the Staatsschauspiel on it, so that it looked very important, so to speak. And everyone was puzzling over what that could be. Of course, the state security was not quite sure either. What kind of association is this Friends of the Italian Opera? And at some point we just had to do a classification. So a classification was one of those things you had to play in front of such a commission to get permission to perform in public in the GDR at all. And during this classification there were then two buses of the People's Police parked in front of the place, and they had, I think, two German Shepherd dogs.
Kleinbusse der Volkspolizei vor dem Objekt mit, ich glaube, zwei Schäferhunden.
Thank you. do you do to this loving file?
Ja, wie ist die neue Platte entstanden? Ja, unsere neue Platte ist eigentlich...
How did the new record come about? Yes, our new record was actually, you could say, created at home. We actually wanted to have it out much earlier, but then Corona came into play. Then there was another film production, a documentary about my deceased uncle, a German-Bulgarian production, which also took a very, very long time. And since all our band members are also involved in other projects, we found it very difficult to find time to come together. And so only a few of us met and wrote songs. Most of it was recorded in Leipzig first. And the others then recorded their parts in Berlin. I went to Leipzig to the studio and did my vocals. So you don't usually do it this way, but still the long time was worth it. And we are all extremely satisfied with this album.
Also macht man eigentlich normalerweise nicht, aber trotzdem hat sich die lange Zeit doch sehr gelohnt und also wir sind alle höchst zufrieden mit dem Produkt.
Und man sieht im Lichte, wie im Dunkeln,
sieht man.
Leute, bitte geht zurück, dorthin, wo ihr nicht seid. Volkes Jammer schwieg. Euer Todesgesicht mich in den Wahnsinn trieb. 40 Jahre Beute, leerer Blick. Angst vor dem Schuss in mein Genick. Big Bear on the Fun. Not in TDR. Big Bear on the Fun. All of it gone. Big Bear on the Fun.
Not in FFJ.
Big Bear on the Fun. I have it
agree. This is, I think, the best album by the Freunde der Italienischen Opera. I really love it. Great release. You can find the entire interview with Ray on my website radiogoethe.org. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
Du liegst vor mir und It was the masters of 1989.